Based on Patrick Lencioni's seminal book, The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, we'll explore how these principles apply to the unique setting of healthcare. Whether you're a physician, practice manager, or part of a medical team, understanding and addressing these dysfunctions can dramatically improve your practice's efficiency and patient care. Welcome to Medical Money Matters, the podcast where you can find experts, answers, and resources so that you can achieve mastery over the financial and business aspects of your practice. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Jill Arena. I began my career in accounting and finance, and I have more than 30 years of experience running medical groups. I own and operate a national healthcare consulting and revenue cycle company, and I am the author of Physician, Heal Thy Financial Self. In 2020, I co-founded the Physician Leadership Project, and my passion is to increase financial and business literacy for physicians. Episode 75, Got Dysfunction on Your Team? Overcoming Dysfunction in Medical Practices. Welcome to today's episode, where we delve into the world of business psychology, focusing specifically on team dynamics within medical practices. Based on Patrick Lencioni's seminal book, The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, we'll explore how these principles apply to the unique setting of healthcare. Whether you're a physician, practice manager, or part of a medical team, understanding and addressing these dysfunctions can dramatically improve your practice's efficiency and patient care. So let's get started. In a medical practice, the stakes are high. The well-being and lives of patients are in our hands, and effective teamwork isn't just beneficial, it's essential. Dysfunctional teams can lead to mistakes, miscommunication, poor quality outcomes, and decreased patient satisfaction. Today, we'll break down the barriers to effective teamwork and discuss actionable steps to create a more cohesive and successful practice. Let's start with an overview of the main types of dysfunctions. Patrick Lencioni identifies five core dysfunctions that can cripple a team. Let's discuss each one. First is the absence of trust. This occurs when team members are not open with one another and are reluctant to admit their mistakes, weaknesses, or vulnerabilities. In a medical setting, this can lead to underreporting errors or hesitance to ask for help, which could be detrimental to patient care. This is quite common among physicians, as many of you trained in medical schools with a shame culture. You were expected to know the answers, and it was not okay to say, "I don't know," or "I made a mistake." This now permeates your team as they learn from your example. You'll have to do some specific work to unpack this tendency. Fear of conflict. Teams that lack trust are incapable of engaging in unfiltered and passionate debate of ideas. Instead, they resort to veiled discussions and guarded comments. A medical team that avoids conflict may not discuss critical or controversial issues, such as treatment plans or operational improvements. It's important to note that most people who choose healthcare as a profession are conflict avoidant. After all, you didn't go to law school. This isn't necessarily bad, just something to be aware of. Your entire team is likely to shy away from conflict, so the leadership question emerges: how do you stimulate healthy conflict in your group? Lack of commitment. Without having aired their opinions in the course of passionate and open debate, team members rarely buy in and commit to decisions, though they may feign agreement during meetings. This can lead to ambivalence regarding decisions and confusion over direction and priorities. Avoidance of accountability. If a team does not commit to a clear plan of action, even the most focused and driven individuals hesitate to call their peers on actions and behaviors that seem counterproductive to the good of the team. In healthcare, this can mean overlooking practices that could be improved or corrected. Inattention to results. In teams where individuals aren't held accountable, members naturally tend to put their own needs, ego, career development, recognition, above the collective goals of the team. For a medical practice, this might mean focusing more on personal accolades than on patient outcomes. Now that we have identified the five dysfunctions, let's apply Lencioni's framework to a medical practice. Each dysfunction has its manifestations in medical practices. For instance, an absence of trust can be particularly hazardous where the stakes involve patient health. Stop and consider for a moment some real-life examples of how you've seen these dysfunctions appear in healthcare settings. Now you'll get why recognizing them is the first step to correction. Recognizing signs of dysfunction in your team involves a careful assessment of team behavior and outcomes. For example, if meetings often end with no decisions or vague conclusions, you might be seeing a lack of commitment. Or if team members frequently blame each other for mistakes or fail to accept responsibility, there's likely an accountability issue. Regular team assessments can help identify these signs early. Let's move on to some strategies to overcome team dysfunctions. Overcoming these dysfunctions requires targeted strategies. First is building trust. Start with activities that help team members get to know each other on a deeper level, like retreats or professional vulnerability exercises. Second is encouraging healthy conflict. Foster an environment where constructive conflict is valued over artificial harmony. This might mean setting ground rules for engagement or providing training on effective communication. We've seen some groups where there is too much artificial harmony actually appoint a team member to serve as the devil's advocate in each discussion. This means they get to argue the opposite point and bring up reasons to think through a decision from a different perspective. You can have some fun with this, and you'll see it bring out some helpful perspectives that you might not have otherwise considered. Third is fostering commitment. Ensure that all team members are involved in decision-making processes. Use strategies like active listening to ensure that everyone is heard. Don't hesitate to ask for feedback directly from those who are more quiet. Frequently, they're quiet because they're processing, and if you ask them directly, they will come out with something brilliant. Fourth is promoting accountability. Set up clear standards and regular performance discussions. Remember our discussion about key performance indicators and developing dashboards in episode 53? All of that comes into play here. And last is focusing on collective outcomes. Align team goals with the overarching mission of patient care. Regularly revisit and reassess team goals and outcomes to ensure they are patient-centered. And don't forget to celebrate your wins. We've put a fun committee into place, and they are in charge of celebrations for our team. They have a budget to work within, and they do a great job of making sure morale is high. Now let's shift gears and talk about some action items for you to take. To start making changes, consider conducting an anonymous survey with your team to gauge the current state of affairs. Use the results to initiate open discussions during a dedicated team meeting. Commit to a plan of regular check-ins and updates on progress. Next would be to plan a retreat or perhaps a half day of team building. You can have some fun with this too. Any activity that levels the playing field a bit is a great opportunity for your team to see you as human. One of our clients had a half-day bowling party. Some of their staff were terrific at bowling, and most of the physicians didn't score well. This allows for some laughs, some camaraderie, and some fun. You'll notice a shift in the feeling in the office the following day. Today, we've covered a lot about team dysfunctions and how crucial it is to address them in medical practices. Remember, the goal isn't just to improve your team's functioning, it's to enhance the care you provide to your patients. Start by taking small steps towards recognizing and addressing these dysfunctions. If you find these challenges overwhelming, consider seeking professional training or consulting. Thank you for tuning in. We hope this episode inspires you to take a closer look at your team dynamics and make the necessary adjustments for a healthier, more productive work environment. Until next time, keep striving for excellence in patient care through better teamwork. Join us for our next episode where we'll discuss workforce development and why you want your whole team to get promoted. You can find more information online at medicalmoneymatterspodcast.com, and you can also find examples in my book, Physician Heal Thy Financial Self, which is available on Amazon. We've included those links in the show notes. As I like to close out these podcasts, congratulations on taking the next step in your professional development and for making the commitment to learn about the financial and business aspects of your practice. I look forward to being on this journey with you, and I send you my heartfelt gratitude for all that you do for your patients all day, every day.